Overpricing of orthopedic aids in Argentina criminal scheme. The Argentine government has launched an investigation after an internal audit by the Ministry of Health uncovered evidence of potentially massive overpricing in the procurement of orthopedic and medical aids for persons with disabilities. At the center of the case is Argentina's National Disability Agency, ANDIS, which purchased wheelchairs, walkers, prosthetic limbs, and other assistive devices throughout 2025. According to the audit, some suppliers charged the government prices many times higher than market value. In most of the reviewed cases, the price differences ranged from 300 to 1,000%, while some products exceeded 2,000%. The most striking example involved a walker that was purchased at a price 4,239% above its estimated market value. Wheelchair procurement has drawn particular scrutiny. In several instances, the government reportedly paid several times the market price for wheelchairs, with auditors concluding that the discrepancies could not be justified by technical specifications or the individual needs of users. The Ministry of Health compared suppliers' invoices with market prices and forwarded its findings to judicial authorities. The investigation now involves several companies that participated in public procurement processes, as well as former officials connected to ANDIS. Argentine media report that several individuals, including former agency executives and representatives of supplier companies, have already been charged. According to information published by Argentine media, the contracts under review are worth approximately 18 billion Argentine pesos. Auditors suspect that some tenders may have been tailored to pre-selected suppliers, allowing prices to be artificially inflated through the public procurement system. The case has attracted widespread public attention because it concerns equipment intended for persons with disabilities, a group that often depends on timely access to high-quality assistive devices in order to live independently. Critics warn that any irregularities in the procurement system directly affect people whose wheelchairs, prostheses, and other assistive technologies are essential for daily life and social inclusion. The investigation is still ongoing, and authorities have yet to determine whether the disputed contracts resulted from administrative failures or an organized corruption network. Regardless of the outcome, the case raises a broader question that also concerns many people with disabilities: how realistic are the prices of orthopedic aids? In the end, it makes little difference whether the bill is paid directly by citizens or by the state, because public money belongs to the public.